AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. On the sidelines at a climate summit today in Paris, President Obama urged Russian President Putin to turn down the heat on Turkey after its shootdown of a Russian bomber near the Syrian border.
It was their second meeting in 2 weeks on the sidelines of a global summit. Here at the climate summit in Paris, we're told the president expressed regret to Putin at the loss of a Russian pilot in the incident. The Turks maintain the Russian jet, which had been bombing targets in Syria, strayed into their airspace, and they're rejecting demands for an apology. After the 30-minute meeting, aides say Obama and Putin again agreed to support peace efforts in Syria. But U.S. officials say Moscow should stop targeting Bashar Assad's foes and start hitting the Islamic State militants who are the real enemy. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump turned up the heat on his Democratic rival tonight. Trump told supporters in Macon, Georgia, Hillary Clinton has been one step ahead of the law for years.
We can't pick a woman who is totally embroiled in scandal for her whole life. Whitewater. Now think of it. Whitewater. Whitewater was no different. Everybody that studied it, they did a book on it. She should have been indicted.
Clinton was upbeat tonight at a Capitol Hill fundraiser.
If you're ready for me, I'm ready for you.
In the meantime, AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports the State Department released 8,000 more pages of Clinton emails tonight.
At least a few of the messages concerned her role as relates to the 2012 Benghazi attacks and what the administration said about them afterward. And included in the batch is an email the Intelligence Community Inspector General and State Department Inspector General deemed classified in July.
Stocks closed moderately lower today. The Dow lost 79 points. This is AP Radio News. A California woman was convicted today of stabbing her three young daughters to death, but Carol Coronado's husband, Rudy, told KNBC-TV he's standing by her.
I lost my whole family, my three little girls. And Carol, she didn't mean to do that. I strongly believe that.
Federal authorities say an online threat that led the University of Chicago to cancel classes today targeted whites and was motivated by the police shooting of a black teenager, according to AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
21-year-old Jabari Dean, a black student at the University of Illinois at Chicago, was arrested by federal agents for allegedly posting a threat to execute 16 white male students and or staff at the University of Chicago. A prosecutor says Dean cooperated after federal agents confronted him and that he did not appear to pose a threat.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.